Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Eli Drinkwitz in Mizzou. While we were discussing Lane Kiffin, you know, we were making the point that that's a really, really unique situation, what just happened with a national title contender going to LSU as a head coach, Lane Kiffin, LSU. Eli Drinkwitz, his name, of course, was brought up with some of these jobs. And I don't know if you guys agree, based on who ended up getting hired at Florida and stuff, if Eli Drinkwitz, in my opinion, wanted to leave Mizzou, I think Florida or Penn State would have hired him. I don't know if you disagree with that point. I think if he wanted to leave, they would have hired him.
I think he removed himself from the Penn State conversation.
And that's what I'm saying.
He's just saying we think he could have gotten the Florida job if he wanted the Florida.
Based on who was out there and who ended up getting the Florida job, and then also unknown still with the Penn State job, although there's reports that BYU's coach Kalani Sitake is a candidate. We can get into that later. But Eli Drinkwitz gets a big extension. And Drew, you had made, I'll give you credit on this. We don't agree on much, but I'll give you credit on this from a couple months ago where you had mentioned that, look, if the NIL budget's going to be right and they're going to pay you like a top 10 coach, why do you need to leave? And I think unless we're talking about like LSU, Ohio State, and
Alabama,
Michigan, then that is kind of what happened here with Eli Drinkwitz, you think?
Yeah, him and Clark Lea, I think, are very similar in terms of how these things have kind of gone. Clark Lea, the coach at Vandy, just signed an extension too. I think they're very similar where they're having success in their element, what they're doing. Of course, Clark Lea is an alum of Vandy, so it's a little bit different. But from the standpoint of they're in the SEC, they're not a part of that quote-unquote big boy group with Bama, Georgia, et cetera. But they've gotten their teams in the mix where they're in the playoff conversation the last few years, and if you can have that, also you guarantee more job security, I think, at those places, because you're avoiding the pressure at being at a place like Florida or even Penn State or LSU or wherever that is. Why not stay at where you're at?
So I actually understand it more from Drinkwitz standpoint than Missouri's, because like Missouri, if you're going to pay him that amount, you're going to give him that amount of NIL, you're going to let him pay his assistants that amount, you're going to pay him that amount, what does he have to do to like make it worth
it? Well, that's a good question.
His ass better get in the college football playoff.
Well, that's a good question.
If you're going to pay him that amount of money,
ask the text line. If you're a Missouri alum or a Missouri fan, that's a great question. 913-586-7965. What do you guys think, given now the resources he is going to continue to have,
his salary and all that?
Over the next 5 years, just to make
whatever
it simple.
The contract is,
over the next 5 years, what does that look like? Is it one CFP berth, but he's still winning on average, 10 games a year? What's that look like? For me, just based off the resources and the salary, I think over the next 5 years, at minimum, he needs to make one CFP. And then I think he needs to be in a New Year's Six Bowl three of the other seasons. You could say that's crazy, but those are the expectations I think that should come with the resources and the success they've had in recruiting as well. I don't think, he's got to go win a title or get to a national semifinal.
Still Missouri football versus some other
getting
schools
in the dance, I think, is a very fair expectation.
Sure. 12 teams, and he's one of the highest paid coaches in the SEC.
And it's gonna
has to go to the
It's also going to expand again.
That's what we think.
We think. And over the next 5 years, at some point, it's going to.
But yeah, I'd say he needs to make one of them, because I think the hard part about this, though, is that he's in the SEC and the conference is so good that, like, we're going to see, like, Vanderbilt might not even make it, and they're at 10-2.
And Pavia's now the Heisman favorite that updated today.
Yeah, I think, you know, the concept of a 10-2 team, because previously, if you were 9-3, you didn't make it. If you were 10-2, you did. This year is a little bit different now, where we might have 10-2 teams missing the college football playoff, and I think that's...
Texas gets in over Vandy, it'll be ridiculous.
Well, I mean, in fairness, Texas beat Vandy.
I think
it's not just head-to-head.
I understand that. But I think if we're talking Texas compared to Vandy, I think Texas gets in over Vandy. Texas will be ranked.
I think that's what would happen. I think Texas will be ranked
higher than Vandy because Vandy had a soft out-of-conference schedule. Texas, in fairness to them, they did lose, but they played Ohio State. They lost close, and they beat Vandy straight up, which is the same argument with Miami and Notre Dame.
Do you think going back to obviously the Missouri part of this? Do you think with what you were saying about the difficulty SEC? On one hand, though, it allows you, though, if you're Eli Drinkwitz, nobody's saying you got to have a perfect season. Nobody's saying you have to have a one loss season.
I think it's fair to ask to make it to one college football playoff over the next 6 years, and if he doesn't do it, then they'll probably move on because those are the expectations. I think they're fair. I do think, though, we also have to. It's you can explain why you wouldn't make a college football playoff because of the conference they're in, the amount of talent in the conference, the coaches in the conference. It'll be hard for Missouri to make it to a college football playoff, but I think them making it is part of what this extension expects. And if he doesn't do it, then I think there's grounds to move on and they're done.
Isn't this the issue I could probably say with a lot of programs would be like, because he's recruiting at an extremely high level. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Figuring out the quarterback position is still that's still the biggest thing holding them back, right?
Absolutely.
Throughout these years, as good as Bo Prabula looked early on in the year, and I understand he got hurt, but if we're being honest, I still think we go back to the early portion of the schedule. Some of the teams that, while the schedule ended up being one of the tougher schedules in the country, the first 5 or 6 weeks, it was not.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply not one of the toughest.
Yeah.
The competition got tougher, and even prior to the injury, some of the Bo Prabula's
stat lines were hyped up a little.
His issue of attacking down the field, some of that was him. Some of it, they didn't have weapons down the field. Those were two things that were glaring. Thing, yeah. Those were glaring this year.
Going back a little bit to the Florida, the Vanderbilt thing with Texas and all that other stuff. Just one other point, and it was pointed out on YouTube, which is great by Brent. Which is, I hate that the college football players are like, well, they beat them straight up. Yeah, but they lost to Florida. Texas lost to Florida. It was three wins.
Which is
losing to Texas is a better loss for, you know, them than it is losing to Florida, a bad football team.
Which is why Texas to me is not a college football player. I don't think they're in the conversation, to be honest with you, or should be, because they lost that game to Florida. And it's just
people are trying to make them. And my people,
I agree.
You know, I mentioned the network, ESPN, who has a huge say in this, whether we believe they do or not, in terms of setting the narrative. And I understand why Sarkisian's promoting Texas being in, but I hate, we're not changing any rules because there's no rule that says you can't get in as a 3-loss team. But at the same time, I feel like we're certainly seemingly changing narratives to fit why Texas should get in.
I agree. And that's the thing, is that they lose that game to Florida. Same thing last year kind of happened to Ole Miss. Ole Miss lost to Kentucky. Bad loss. They missed the playoff, and it really was because of that one loss. And I think that's the same thing. Obviously, Texas's schedule was a little bit more difficult, but if you look at from the standpoint of they lost to a bad team and it got them to 3 losses and kept them out, this is the exact same storyline as what Ole Miss had last year.
Now, where I will defend Texas, and I think this is just the reality of what we've created in college football, because Texas will argue, well, would you rather of us not scheduled Ohio State? Would we get the benefit? And I would say, from a fan perspective, no, but the reality is if I'm Texas or any other school, this is why, you know, I don't schedule Ohio State there early on. Like, it sucks for the fan because if they would have scheduled, you know, I don't know, Tulsa or something instead, then they're a 2-loss team. And even with the Florida loss, they're in.
But it's also just don't lose to Florida. Ohio State's not your problem.
I agree, but the argument is going to be made by coaches now, and when they're going through, and ADs are going to say, well, then why are we even scheduling that game?
The reason why is because them scheduling Ohio State, it lets them have an opportunity to lose a game to Florida. But you got to beat Ohio State.
Right.
But they lost both games, where I think if they would have beaten Ohio State and lost to Florida, them scheduling Ohio State would help them get in. Where
Agreed.
If they didn't schedule Ohio State and they still lost to Florida, as I said with this year, we're seeing 10-2. Vandy, their worst loss is better than, they would be ahead of Texas from the standpoint of worst loss perspective. But there's so many other things that go into it, of course.
New CFP rankings out tonight, by the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.